אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
It's something we've never ever seen before, and the speed of it, the speed of the cancellations of synagogues, the schools, some schools have been shutting down, not all of them, some of them. There's a stack of events, you know, ordinary weekly events that the community participates in, but also major annual fundraising events, even board meetings of in Victoria and New South Wales of the Jewish Board of Deputies, they've been cancelled. There's a lot of community work, volunteers can't do the same things they used to. It's just even sport. Maccabi has advised, in accordance with many sporting associations, the closure of any training that happens, also competitions, whether they're midway through or about to start for the main winter seasons, all that's been postponed. It's really across the board. It's quite incredible.
Shane, for the first time ever, the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies cancelled all public Yom HaShoah commemorations.
That's right. This is unprecedented. And also their counterpart in Melbourne, the Yom HaShoah commemorations in Melbourne as well, they've both been cancelled to the public. It's understood that the bare bones of the events, the head speaker and the presidents and chairs and the participating rabbis will still be able to hold the ceremony just privately, and they'll be able to live stream what's happening so that people can watch from their living room or wherever they are. So that is a huge change. These events normally have well over 500-600 people in the past. They've had even more than 1,000 people attending. So and in accordance with that too, related Yom HaShoah events that are happening, there's a youth event that happens every year called the Holocaust Education and Remembrance Youth Here organization. Last year they had 400 young adults attending Yom HaShoah events. They've also had to cancel. And of course the Remember the Yom campaign, which listeners might remember seeing front pages every year just before Yom HaShoah, of these amazing photos that are captured on a drone of 150 or so people that form amazing formations. Last year it was held on the sea cliffs in Dover Heights. That project is also cancelled, so that won't go ahead.
And we are talking to Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and we are discussing the impact of the coronavirus on the Jewish community. I know that Bet Rivka, you already told us last week, it was closed a week ago. Did it ever reopen?
No, it hasn't. And in fact, there's been a second case of coronavirus detected there last Monday. So in a statement released by the principal, Dr. Shimon Waronka, he confirmed a student was identified as being a casual contact after having been in a class or davening with a staff member who also tested positive. So that means the school will remain closed until at least March the 23rd. And there's also a letter being sent to the community there of the school saying that if people have been in particular venues between March 10 and March 12 related to school activities, they're also urged to be tested for the virus and stay away from anything and put themselves in quarantine.
And Shane, but two schools in Sydney also closed down.
That's right. This all happened in quite a hurry, I'd say. Sort of on Tuesday and Wednesday, it was all happening. Moriah College and Keser Torah College both announced they will be closing by last Friday and delivering lessons online to their students. This is quite amazing, but they both said they felt they had to do it. They're doing it with a heavy heart, but they felt it was the most responsible thing to do for not only their students but the rest of the community. But other schools, Jewish schools, are remain open, and like Mount Sinai College, Masada College in Sydney, Emmanuel School in Sydney, most Melbourne Jewish schools remain open, all of them actually apart from Yeshiva.
Well, this is the government policy. The government, our Prime Minister Scott Morrison said that we should keep the school open for the time being, because what the parents will do, the workforce, and also I think that the interest in Israel, they tell you again and again that grandparents shouldn't be in touch with the grandchildren, because some children get the coronavirus, they get it very lightly, they don't know, and once their grandparents look after them or come in touch with them, they can get it and get very, very sick. So I know in Israel there was a big warning for grandparents to stay away from their grandchildren. I don't know if the community here is aware of it. But the Prime Minister was saying that if the school will be closed, 30% of the workforce that work in healthcare, like doctors, nurses and other staff that works in a hospital, what they are going to do? The children are at school, they can go to work. It's going to impact our health system.
Absolutely, it's on everyone's minds at the moment, and of course, in the religious community, many shuls have closed since we last spoke. The first one was when in Sydney, the Sydney Beth Din issued advice on Tuesday night, last Tuesday, that all minyamin be suspended until further notice, because they said they believe it's the halachic imperative to act now. And then following that, the Sydney Beth Din and the Rabbinical Council of Australia and New Zealand urged all synagogues to close operations for the foreseeable future. They argue that Jewish law states unequivocally that life-threatening situations and even suspected ones override all other considerations.
Well, it's a very famous saying that pikuach nefesh doche Shabbat, pikuach nefesh doche everything. When it comes to preserving life, life is above all. But you know, I heard that many people are canceling their Passover Seder, the traditional Seders with their families. First of all, they are worried about congregating in a big group. And secondly, somebody said, I can't queue at the supermarket even to buy matzah. It's just impossible even to get the products. So I think it's going to be a big problem even getting matzah and products that you need, the Passover, the kosher for Passover products this year.
Yeah, it's a hard one. I know many people have to make a decision sooner or later. You can't just cancel the night before. It would be very difficult. So a lot of them will be cancelled in the next few days, I imagine.
Shane, well, I think that we'll see what the next week will bring with, and we'll discuss next week the latest again. Thank you so much, and I hope this coming week will be better.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.